Welcome everybody to another episode of Level Up Anime.
Woohoo! Let's go.
My name is Aziz, and as always, I'm here with you today with my lovely wife, Shara. Shara, what's up?
Nothing much. I am lovely today. Nice. All adjectives.
I mean, you were lovely the first episode too, and technically the second episode, but I didn't introduce you.
There's more adjectives that were not as lovely. That's all I'm going to say. Multiple personalities is one of them. I'm going to hang that over your head.
is that an adjective though?
I mean, it's a descriptive word.
It's a descriptor. It's a descriptor, an accurate descriptor, nonetheless.
The question is, which personality do you have today? Ooh, we're gonna find out.
I was gonna say. I think we had energetic one earlier, but I think she's dying out now.
I had coffee finally for today, and it's really late. And guys, I'm slowly fading, but I'm here. I'm doing it for you guys because I'm really excited for this episode, honestly.
Which goes without saying. We want to thank the listeners, as always, for tuning in to our latest episodes. And it means a lot to us because it's motivation for us to keep going.
Exactly. You guys, here is my caffeine alone. Is that Riz?
I don't know if that's Riz or if that's a little creepy. I can't really tell.
You know, just Ichikawa from Dangerous in Your Heart type of level creepy. Like, it's just, you know, wholesome. You know, I'm just a wholesome girl. Just happy to be here. Happy to have you guys here with
me.
You know?
You're going to need some listeners as understanding as Yamada then. I'm not sure there are many out there.
Hey, don't bash our listeners. It's only the second episode officially.
I'm not bashing the listeners. I'm bashing humanity.
With that being said, make sure to follow us on Instagram at Level Up Anime Pod and on TikTok if it's still available in the Americas. At Level Up Anime Pod. What's going on? I'm a Canadian. I don't know what's going on over there.
I was just about to ask. So, like, they're thinking about banning in the US. Is there anything in Canada?
No, but there's like news like sources saying the Canadian TikTokers. I say TikTok because it's funnier. TikTokers are like really worried that they're not going to make money anymore because the American fan base is going to be gone. They're going to lose like millions of followers. So it's going to impact Canadians in that way, I guess. But we're not going to get the app banned currently. No.
I see. Well, all right. I think that's enough chit chat.
Enough politics, enough chit chat.
Shara, let's get the point today about what this episode is about. So can you tell the listeners what we're doing today?
Heck yeah. So today we're going to be talking about some exciting stuff, aka the upcoming seasonal animes that are going to be happening of spring of 2024. And by seasonal, for some of you that may not be familiar with that term, because I know a lot of people just kind of like look up anime and like, oh, this is cool, and start watching and stuff. But there's always like a new like group of anime that comes out in like quarters, so like winter, spring, summer, fall, essentially. So obviously, because spring's coming up of 2024, there's gonna be a whole new fresh crop that's coming out, both continuing series that are having a season 2 or 3 or so on, and then new original series coming out based on manga, or they're actually anime originals. And we're gonna be talking about some that we're really excited about personally on our list.
Yeah, and so to be clear, like Shara said, we're not gonna be talking about like ongoing existing anime. Yeah. I mean, I could tell you like, yeah, I'm super hyped for One Piece, but like One Piece started coming out like in the 90s and it's been going ever since. So not talking about anything like that. We're not talking about anything that started like a year ago or a month ago. We're talking about stuff that is either starting brand new or is a sequel, but is starting up again like in April.
Exactly. I'm so excited.
Okay, so how should we organize this, Shara? Like, how do you want to go about this?
So I'm thinking we could talk about our most anticipated animes at the very end that we're looking forward to. And then some that like we're also very interested in that's on our list and it's on our radar and that we're going to be planning to watch, but like in that order, essentially. And a lot of the stuff that I know means that these are probably going to be watching mutually, especially because they're like sequels to stuff. So maybe we can start with the sequels and then we can go into like the new anime that, you know, our original, their first season's coming out. Like, how are they going to do? What we're excited about? The plot? Essentially just describing like the plot itself and then what about it makes us super interested, personally speaking. This is all our personal biases at the end of the day, so we're going to hear a little bit of that.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a plan. Okay, how about this? Like, I'll name one, then you can name one, and then we'll just discuss it. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.
Oh, cool. A little discussion. I like it. For anybody that, you know, if you missed something, by the way, feel free to like message us on Instagram or whatnot, or email if that's your cup of tea. Just let us know. We have a whole list coming to you real soon. So, how about you start off with these?
like I was going to say, like we always say, right? Like, this is a discussion. We're trying to create a community here. We want a discussion. So, we've watched a lot of anime. We know anime quite well, but that doesn't mean that we don't miss a thing here or there. So, especially with things like upcoming seasonals, like upcoming new anime, there are some that we've heard of. There might be some that are going to be really good that we have not heard of, but we would be interested in. So if you think we find it interesting, hit us up.
Exactly. We're all open-minded here. No judgment zone at all. Like, personally speaking, there's a lot of stuff that, like, maybe I wouldn't want to watch based on the synopsis on my anime list, but, like, maybe somebody else would be really interested in, and that's something that's your cup of tea, and maybe that could be our cup of tea, too. So, yeah, totally would be open to that, because the synopsis can only tell you so much, honestly, until you watch a couple episodes in. And that's kind of what happens to us, honestly. We, like, start watching, like, a new series after we see the ratings, like, at 8 or something. We're like, wait, what's going on? This was, like, under the radar before. So this is the stuff that we've seen based on the synopsis, or we know from previous seasons that, you know, we're following.
Or the trailer.
The trailer, yeah.
All right. With that being said, let's get started.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with the sequels, I guess, / new seasons, because if you want to be like nitpicky, I guess some of these aren't sequels, but they're just like a new season of a show.
It's ongoing.
It's an ongoing show. All right, so just to be more clear. So, Char, let's start with the ones that you and I are watching together, and there are two that are on that list.
Ooh, so I'm excited.
This is a good like thought exercise here. Of the two that we have, which one are you slightly less excited for?
Oh, man. I feel like I'm going to get roasted in the comments if I say this. But I'm like, excited.
I feel like I'm going to get roasted for how I describe this. Like, I don't even know if this was clear.
The fact that, like, I feel like telepathy with you, because I think I know what you're thinking of. And we both have the exact same reasons why. It's not the most exciting anime that we're looking forward to, but it's still really hype. But I would say the one that we're mutually watching, that we're going to definitely watch, is Demon Slayer Season 4.
Yeah, I agree.
I knew it. Yeah.
I really like Demon Slayer. I'm obviously pretty hype up. Especially, like, we're getting closer and closer to the climax of the entire series. But I feel like Demon Slayer is just, like, slightly less complex overall compared to the anime that we've gotten, number one, but... Before we talk about that one, let's talk a little bit about Demon Slayer for those that haven't watched it.
Yeah, like, with Demon Slayer, it's actually a really cool, like, shonen anime. It's based in, like, feudal-era Japan, where we have this kid named Tanjiro. He's just, you know, normal kid, you know, with his family of, like, several siblings. I don't even know how many siblings he has. I lost count, honestly, the first episode. They're cute. They're in the countryside. He's going and taking care of the family. And then... shit goes down.
That's one way to put it, yeah.
Shit goes down, blood goes up, because he comes back, they're all dead. Except one. His younger sister, Nezuko, who unfortunately got bitten by a demon, and also becomes a demon, kind of half-human, half-demon, and she kind of loses her consciousness, she loses her senses, but with the power of love and family, she's able to recognize her brother, and because she's able to do that, Tanjiro is dedicated to figure out how he can save his sister and turn her back to human. And by doing that, it includes becoming a demon slayer. Pretty hype. Lovely animation. I think it got, like, best animation. Was it this year or last year?
It did in 2023 for season 3, so.
Yeah, okay, I'm thinking of that. Yeah. It's, oh my gosh, beautiful. And the storytelling season 1's really good. But as Aziz was mentioning, I feel like the story in the plot kind of, like, doesn't do as much justice as I thought based on season 1 stuff, and it kind of, you know, rolls onto new characters and doesn't really focus on the plot as much anymore. That's why I'm not super excited, but it's such a good anime still, and because it's already complete, I believe, based on the manga, I know it's going to end off really well. There's still a level of mystery as to why is this coming about, like, some other family dynamics going about too, and, like, I remember me and Aziz have been making theories based on the last season. And, like, there's just a lot of discussion still, and I'm still really hype about it. I don't know if there's anything else you want to add to that.
It's a simple plot, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just you watch it more for the action and the animation, and Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. It's the plot is like gripping enough where you're like, okay, I want to see what happens next. Like, I want to see how, you know, Tanjiro is going to grow and be able to defeat like whatever bad guy is going to come up, whether it's in that episode or in that season. So I wouldn't say that necessarily that the plot isn't living up to its full potential. It's more just like the plot ended up being, it's a little simpler than you might think, but it's not bad. It's definitely very enjoyable. And honestly, like if we were talking about starter anime, this is definitely like an anime that if you're not, you know, whether you have it, you've watched a lot of anime and like battle shonen anime, so things like Dragon Ball Z or Naruto or One Piece or something like that, if you like those type of anime, you'll definitely like Demon Slayer.
Absolutely. Like, the fight sequences are so much fun to watch. It's like a running joke at this point because the manga panel for like one whole battle scene or sequence at least is like one or two shots in the manga, like the comic like version for people who don't know what manga is. And then you can see how the animators who did it like went out of their way to make it this most flamboyant, you know, artsy, like depth, like so much stuff going on in like the fight sequences. That's why like really it's gripping, and I absolutely love it for that reason too. But with that said, with the whole like the battles and whatnot, it's really cool that season 4 specifically is literally called the training arc. It's literally like a trope in shonen that there's always a training arc. It's happened in season 4 again. So I'm interested to see how Tanjiro and his buddies and the sensei, they're all going to train together to next baddie, honestly.
Yeah. And UFO Table, the production studio that does Demon Slayer, they've also done some other really good anime in the past, like like Fate Zero and Fate's Day Night. And yeah, I'm expecting another animation award this year. So yeah, it's gonna be really exciting. But that being said, we're talking about anime with amazing animation and their studios doing a really good job. And that fits the bill for our number one choice of what we are of the sequels / new seasons that Shara and I are watching together, and honestly overall, what we're most excited for, which is Mushoku Tensei Season 2 Part 2.
Let's go. Oh my god, I'm so hyped, dude. I'm so excited.
Me too. So Mushoku Tensei is an isekai, which is just a fancy Japanese way of saying like a reincarnation anime. And it's about, for a lack of better terms, a piece of shit main character. Like, this guy is truly like the lowest of the low.
And, literal trash.
He's absolute trash. Like I'm not talking about like, oh, like he's just kind of like a Howard or a baby or something like that. Or like, oh, he's like a villain or something like that. Like, no, he's just not a good person for reasons. And to be honest, a lot of people have been turned off by that fact. And so like, there are some people that honestly, this might not be cut out for you because you might, you know, look at the main character and be like, how can I root for this guy? How can I watch an anime where they made a character like this? And I'm not going to get super deep into what we're talking about exactly. If you are curious, then I suggest you just go look it up yourself. Long story short,
he's not a relatable
character for most of us, thankfully. But the cool part about Mushoku Tensei is that it takes a character like that, a very not relatable, not lovable character by any means, and shows his growth and shows like him overcoming all the past trauma that he went through in his previous life to become that piece of shit. He's getting a second chance at life and growing as a person the way he should have grown to begin with. And slowly but surely, he's becoming a better person. He's becoming a stronger person. He's becoming a happier person. And it's a really interesting story in a fantasy world where magic and, you know, mythical beasts and, you know, different deities and all this stuff exist. And it's just amazing world building, amazing animation of the magic and battles and stuff. And so far the story has been very thorough but very interesting. And I remember like I told Shara about the show originally, and she was like, oh, I saw it on on my anime list. I read the synopsis and I didn't think it was for me. And I was like, no, Shara, trust me. Like, you would enjoy this anime. You just have to, like, overlook kind of how the main character starts off as. And you'll appreciate the growth that he goes through. And sure enough, it's our most hyped anime of the space.
Yeah, that ties in really well into what we were talking about literally in our pilot episode, how, like, we suggest animes to each other because we know each other well enough that, like, hey, even though, like, it may look a certain way to you and stuff, I know you, and these are aspects that, like, are really enjoyable for you, and, like, because I trust these, obviously, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is actually something I would have missed out on because of the synopsis, and that's why it's really cool that we have this platform here that we describe some of the animes that we're looking forward to beyond the wall of the synopsis you see on my anime list, because especially with Rudy, the main character in Mushoku Tensei, it's really cool because in most isekais that I've watched or have seen clips of and so on and so forth, it's really just an OP character being OP, and that's about it, in my opinion. But with, like, Rudy specifically, he really is, like, an OP character physically. Like, he has, like, really dope magic powers. He's able to accumulate his magic pretty easily with his mana, which is, like, the magic, essentially, that you have in this magical world. But internally, he's at the bottom. He personally, like, does not feel like he's the best, and he personally just feels like trash himself, right? And it's really cool seeing his growth. He's not perfect still. He's definitely far from perfect, and you can agree on that. Like, to see the slight growth every single episode, or even just within one season altogether, is really realistic, in my opinion. Especially considering the isekai, where it's not supposed to be realistic whatsoever, but it has that element of, you know, realism to it, which is interesting to say for isekai. And, like, again, the world building is something so magical to see, because, like, as much as, like, a lot of fantasy is, like, really good world building, Mushoku Tensei does it so well within such a limited amount of time that it just deserves all the respect it does, honestly. When, again, you push past some of the more awkward, maybe, like, uncomfy parts about it, to be honest. That's near the very beginning, honestly. Otherwise, it's flipping good. I'm so excited. Season 2, part 2, because the last season, best shoujo ever. That's my running joke.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of romance. It's like, ooh, best shoujo ever. It's like, sure, it's not a shoujo. It's not a romance related to a younger woman, technically.
Not at all. It is not a romance anime by any means, but there was definitely some romance in season 2, part 1, but apparently that, like, kind of turned off some viewers, because it was just slower than season 1, but apparently this upcoming arc, things are going to get back to being crazy, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, no more shoujo of these?
I don't think so.
But best couple! It was the best couple last season. I'm not going to spoil, but guys, best couple. I literally, like, called it. I was like, it's because I knew they were going to get together. Anyway.
All right.
You're like,
I don't know what to say anymore. Okay.
Right now, right. Guys, it's really good. Like, it's going to fall off now for season 2.
I feel like now you're like, wait, I'm less hype. You're like, I'm less hype now.
Yeah, it's actually, can we rearrange the order? I think Demon Slayer is going to be more hype.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on to the anime that are sequels and new seasons, but we are not watching them together. All right. As of this current moment, I don't think one of them for sure. I don't think I'm ever going to watch that you're watching. I'm just gonna be honest.
How dare you? I will get you onto the good stuff. But go ahead.
Okay. How many do you have? Because I have 3 other ones. So how many do you have on your, like, personal list?
That is upcoming season of a current series. 1.
Okay. Do you want me to go first then, or do you want to go first?
You go first. We'll do a little sandwich method, you know?
Okay, it's not going to be much of a sandwich, but...
I'll be the lettuce. I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, if we're gonna go from, like, the least anticipated to the most anticipated, I'd say probably my least one is arguably the most popular of all of the... anime, other than Demon Slayer, probably the second most popular one, and that's My Hero Academia Season 7.
Damn, we're already in season 7?
We're at season 7.
I need to catch up.
Just because, like, some seasons will be only 13 episodes, some are like 24. So yeah. I like the way they're pacing it, because it's not like they're just forcing, you know, episodes to keep coming out and then slowing down the pace. But, I mean, there are pacing issues with My Hero, but I mean, just like it doesn't fall into like the Naruto, One Piece, you know, Bleach issue where it's like, oh crap, we're catching up to the manga, we're catching up to the source material, so now we have to start throwing in like anime original content that has nothing to do with the main story in the middle of this arc because we caught up too fast, and then it just kind of throws all the pace off. So I like that they've been doing like a 13 episode season here, 24 episode season here, staying true to the manga, you know, for better or worse. And as a result, it's like, okay, like the story is all like pretty seamless in that sense. So I just put it down a little bit lower just because lately, like the seasons have kind of been up and down. I think that My Hero had a really good start with season one and season two. And then it kind of started slowing down a little bit, like mid season two, kind of got a little bit boring. And then it kind of went back up in season three. And then like season four and season five were kind of like hit and miss. Like it's like, yeah, it's not living. It's not as high as it was before, but it's not like super low. And then season five was kind of season six was pretty good. Now we're getting kind of closer to the climax. So I'm pretty excited for season seven. I think we're getting more and more towards the climax of the story. And it's pretty cool to see the growth of the main character because he's in a world of superheroes and in a world of superpowers. He's one of the very few who doesn't get one. And yet the first line of the first episode is like, hey, my name is Izuku Midoriya, and this is the story of how I became the greatest hero in the world. And it's a kid who didn't get any superpowers. So it's pretty cool to see like how he managed to kind of figure things out. And I don't want to spoil anything there, but it's a good show. If you like Battle Shonen, I definitely recommend it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been wanting to watch it forever. It's just obviously time is of the essence in life and I have to do other adult things, but I've been really wanting to watch like My Hero forever because what Z said, like that first episode and stuff and how he's a kid in like a place with so many people with superpowers, but he doesn't have superpowers and stuff. I feel it's a great analogy for people in real life and stuff. It's like, I feel like I'm left out or ostracized or like I'm not like everybody else and stuff, but how do I make myself feel special and stuff? How do I feel like I can be the best version of myself? But in this case, he's being a superhero, which is really dope.
Yeah, I guess I kind of like the message of the story, like the ultimate message, which is basically like very common in all shonen, but it's like you got to have the heart. If you have the heart, even if you don't have the skills or you don't have like the abilities that maybe your peers have, like you'll find a way. And sure enough, he finds a way, whether it's through luck or whether it's through skill. He definitely found a way to make things work. So yeah, I'm pretty hyped for it. Charlotte, nice. What's yours?
Ugh. Okay, so this is an oldie and it's finally getting a new season, and I freaked out when I found it. I was like, oh my god, my little high school heart is pitter pattering right now because I'm so hyped. It's Hiro Shitsuji, or Black Butler in English, and it's the new season finally of the public school arc. So Hiro Shitsuji, essentially, without spoiling because there's a lot going on in the first episode to be honest, is this kid named Ciel Phantom Hive. And he is the child of this multi-million dollar fortune in Great England in the early 1800s, if I remember correctly. And like, his dad owns like this big like candy and toy shop, and they're doing well for themselves. They're in this huge mansion. He's a kid. He's like, what? I don't know, 6 years old at the time, in the beginning. And something happens. His family gets kidnapped by like some weird cult leadership. And then Yellow Phantom Hive ends up seeing his parents die in front of him, get murdered in front of him. And then he is a child sacrifice for this cult that ransacked their mansion.
Okay.
like
Lord. Yeah. Like, I know Black Butler, but I don't know the synopsis at all. So
I know you know who Sebastian is.
Yeah, I just know who Sebastian is.
You're like, I thought this was a shoujo show. No, it's not.
Like, what the fuck?
No. So this child, he's a human sacrifice. He is a human sacrifice. He's like, oh my gosh, like, I want to kill these people. They killed my family. Like, I'll do anything stuff. And then the devil himself comes forth and says, oh, you do anything? Bet. It's like, well, if you want to make a contract with me, then I can get rid of these people, give you this power to figure out who actually killed your parents. Because they're all wearing masks and stuff and, like, robes and whatever, right? Because there's a big mastermind behind this. Anyways, to make a contract. And a bunch of shenanigans happen, law of mystery, law, you know, other stuff happens. I don't really want to say too much, but one of the main characters, obviously CL, and the devil personified is this butler, the black butler. His name is Sebastian, and he's the guy that everybody knows and all girls are really into. He's not my cup of tea because he's a devil. But some people are into that. But like, what's really cool is their dynamic about being able to solve these mysteries and stuff. The last season, which was, if I remember correctly, like season 4 or something? That was in 2017. It was in 2017. And like, the fact that a new one's coming out, I'm super excited about. It's by a new studio named Cloverworks, that's doing it instead of an old, studio called A1. And they do like stuff like, Dress Up Darling. So like, I know the animation's gonna be really dope. And I'm just happy that it's getting the love that it deserves, because season 2 of Kirishitsuji, like Black Butler, it went off the rails with the manga and just like ruined it. So I'm happy they're going back onto being manga, like respected to the manga at least. So really excited. I know a lot of people are really excited about it. It's been talked about a lot within the community that is the Black Butler community. So I'm really hyped.
There's been a lot of random anime that have been getting new seasons, but like had their last season had come out like years and years ago. Like,
yeah.
There was Devil's a Part-Timer that came out after like the second season came out like 8 years after the first season came out. Blue Exorcist just came out with its third season, and it like I think the second season came out like almost 10 years ago. So Black Butler too, like, yeah, I wonder what's going on with these, like the renaissance of some of these old anime.
It could be like, you know how like Disney like does a lot of like live actions of the originals, like maybe just losing ideas and stuff in studios. All I'm saying, and I will die on this hill, of these, we need a season 2 of Oren High School Host Club. I'm very upset.
I don't
all
doubt
the
that.
Other old shoujo.
I don't doubt that at all. I know how much you love Oren. All right, let's wrap up this section here. Okay, so I got two more. I've got two more anime that I'm looking forward to, like sequel/new season wise. And yeah, the first one that I'm going to name is Tensura, aka Reincarnated as a Slime. Season 3 is coming out. It's another isekai, which I guess all of these are isekai at this point, but it's another reincarnation anime. And what's funny is like, in general, in this genre, I think people started like the whole like thing about like reincarnating as like another human started getting old. So they were like, all right, let's start reincarnating as random objects or like random things. So the main character reincarnated as a slime. And if you played any like JRPG video game or something, the slime is the weakest monster that you ever fight, right? It's like when you're at level 1, it's still weaker than you. So the story is, it's a journey of him becoming the most powerful entity in this fantasy world. And it's pretty cool because, yes, there's a lot of action, but there's also like world building, but also like him kind of developing his own village and then, you know, becoming his own city and then being recognized in that world amongst the humans and amongst the other monsters as like an empire. And so that's pretty cool. Like watching him, whether he's like going to war against other monsters or whether he's like, you know, doing politics and like trying to broker deals with other nations. And there's like this whole other, you know, subplot after subplot about the, you know, these things, or like him dealing with the other like demons of the world. It's all pretty interesting at the end of the day. And so season 3 is just going to be more and more of that journey. So I'm looking pretty forward to it.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Is it anything like Reincarnated as a Vending Machine? Because that was the best isekai I ever watched.
It is not like Reincarnated.
Then I'm not excited about it.
That's why you're not watching it.
He's best boy, best vending machine. Oh, it's a real thing, guys. Look it up. It's so good. Am I good? I'm just really bad.
I mean, it wasn't bad. It's just, maybe it wasn't bad because we watched together and laughed the entire time. But yeah, okay. And so the last one here is the one that I'm probably looking forward to the most outside of Mushoku Tensei, and that is Konosuba, season 3. Which is translated as God's Blessing on This Wonderful World. And of all the isekai that we've talked about, this is a parody of an isekai. And so it's pretty funny because it takes all the tropes of every isekai anime out there and just makes fun of it. So like, you reincarnate usually in these things as like some super strong entity or whatever. This guy, the main character, just reincarnates as a normal person. He does not get any special abilities or anything.
Like, shit.
Yeah, he doesn't get anything. And like, he gets to choose like one thing that he can bring with him, like whether it's like, oh, the goddess will like bless him with like a sword, super strong sword or superpowers or something like that. No, he asks to bring the goddess herself with him, thinking that like, oh yeah, this is a cheat. Like anything that I ever need, the goddess will take care of for me. The problem is the goddess that he brought with him is totally incompetent. Like the girl's an idiot. So like, yeah, she's like strong in some senses, but like she's so dumb, it doesn't matter. And like their stupidity ends up putting them into so many different problems. And then they end up like creating this whole band together with like joining other people. And then all the people that join them are also idiots in different ways. And it's just like a show about their shenanigans and getting into really dumb stuff and figuring their way out of it. And it's really, really funny. It's like probably top five funniest anime out there. So I'm really happy to see that it's getting another season because it's been anticipated for years and finally it's happening. Sorry, you should watch it.
No, you keep telling me to watch and I really want to because I love when isekais make fun of themselves or like any anime makes fun of the certain tropes that they always keep pushing on audiences and audiences like us that like have been veterans in this area. Like we know what to expect at this point, right? So like it's nice to see them poking fun at themselves, which is really awesome. And I love like you talk about these characters in this anime specifically because like they get through the turmoil or the problems or the issues by luck. But they're also the most unluckiest characters, because the fact that he is in this position in the first place is pretty unlucky.
Yes.
That's very ironic.
It does the whole truck-kun at the beginning. Like,
truck-kun!
It's great. It's great. All right. That about wraps it up for the sequels and new seasons that we're looking forward to. Shara, let's take a break real quick and then start talking about the new upcoming anime that we're most anticipating.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting their coffee.
Level Up Anime.
Level Up Anime.
All right, we're back.
Shara got I got my coffee, guys. Yeah, caffeinated at like 12 a.m. we're recording because of time zone differences.
The best part is like, so you guys obviously you can't see this, but like we're in a Zoom call and Shara's got like, she's got like the blurred background and stuff, and then she has like a real background too. But like, it doesn't show her coffee sometimes. So like, she'll move her hand around, like she's moving her hand to show me her coffee, and like, it just is appearing out of nowhere. It's just all of a sudden, I'll just see like her arm disappears and it comes back, and then all of a sudden, it's like her hand shows up, and then it's just like a coffee. It's hilarious. Shout out to
Magic, guys. You're missing out, guys. I'm sorry.
What they won't be missing, however, is our not recommendations, but our anticipated.
Oh,
new anime coming out spring 2024. Shara, you want me to start? You want to start? Like, how are we gonna go through this?
You can start. I'll let you have this. You start. Okay.
All right. If we're gonna keep going with the whole like least to most
ascending order, yeah,
you know, going with ascending order. Honestly, there's like, I don't know. There's like three or four that are kind of in the same tier.
Mm-hmm.
Should I just name them off?
Go for it.
All right. So in no particular order, but they're all kind of in the same tier of anticipation. And the reason why is because I had never heard of the manga or like light novel or whatever that they're adapted from. And all I've done is like read the synopsis, seen the trailer, maybe read a review or two, and was like, okay, this seems interesting. So there's Bartender Kami no Glass. And the reason why I'm kind of hyped up about that one, Shara, I think you've watched Death Parade as well.
I have, yes. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Death Parade. And basically,
there's a bartender.
There's a bartender.
Yeah.
And both of these animes seem like kind of episodic slice of life where each episode is a completely different story. And maybe there's like an overarching plot where like the main character kind of learns and grows, kind of like in Death Parade. And it seems like this bartender, he basically, every time somebody comes in to the bar, he already knows what drink to make them without them ever telling him everything. And it's like, they'll come in, they'll get a drink, and then they'll start asking the bartender, you know, venting to him, asking him for advice and all that. But I guess like the catch is nobody knows where the bar is or like how to get into the bar. So it kind of leads to some shenanigans. So I'm kind of looking forward to that.
My question is for you, Aziz. If you walked into the bar, what drink would you get? Because I know he would give me juice. Well, or maybe like a warm glass of milk.
I would probably get a virgin Moscow Mule is probably what I would get.
I think my milk beats yours drink, honestly.
I don't know, man. I'm a big fan of ginger beer, so that's probably.
I'm a big fan of milk. A milk ad now. Ontario farmers! You guys have milk ads in America?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah. Ontario farmers and American farmers. Anyways, continue. Sure. I had to ask that. It was a very, very burning question I had while you were talking. I totally was listening. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. I'm sure you were. Yeah. The thing is you're going to know what I'm saying afterwards anyway when you listen to the recording. So it's all good. Okay. The next one I'm going to name is Bokyaku Battery. I don't really know much about this anime other than it's a baseball anime, and that is enough for me. Baseball is my favorite sport, so anytime that I see an anime about baseball, I watch it, whether it's good or not so good. That's enough for me. I'm going to watch it.
You're a man of simple pleasures.
Well, you know, honestly, I'm pretty simple when it comes to...
In general, you're simple?
Sure, that too.
But, welcome to that one.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm pretty simple when it comes to... Like, what anime is going to interest me? And it's just like, is it going to be like a fantasy anime? Is it going to be like a battle anime? Is it going to be a sports anime? Is it going to be like a cute romance anime? If it's one of these things, chances are I'm going to like it. Or if it's a comedy too. And that kind of ties into the last two that I'm going to name off. There's one, Unnamed Memory. It's a medieval fantasy plus a wholesome romance. And basically what it's about... Basically, what it's about is like it's medieval times, and the main character is this guy with a curse that every woman that he falls for or like that falls in love with him ends up dying. And so
that's not good.
Yeah. So he like goes through and, you know, battles a bunch of things and climbs up this tower or whatever and finds this witch. And the idea is that he's going to convince the witch, you know, through battle and all that stuff, like, yo, remove this curse from me. But then he sees how beautiful the witch is and is like, yo, wait, she's probably strong enough to withstand the curse. Like, she probably won't die. So I'm going to convince her to marry me.
And so that's a twist.
Yeah. So there's a twist there. And it's like basically like a story about them actually like falling for each other and all that stuff. And, you know, you got your medieval fantasy, like adventure and battles. And Shara, one thing that I know you're gonna love that I read in a review when I was reading, like, I would recommend this if you like these type of anime. One of them was Steins Gate. There's time travel in this anime.
Oh my goodness. If you guys caught up to the last episode, we were going off about Steins Gate and our love for it. Check it out. Check out that last episode. Just a plug right there. But so my gosh, time travel.
I don't know if it's going to be like Steins Gate, but I think there's going to be some time travel in there. And that's enough to, like, you know, medieval fantasy. I told you, I'm a man of simple pleasures, all right?
Same.
Medieval fantasy, wholesome romance. We're going to throw time travel in there? That's enough. That's enough to hook me in.
Oh my goodness. That's so funny you say that, because I'm a woman of simple pleasures. Anytime there's time travel of any sort, I'm like, I am watching this. Like, literally, and this is a great segue to the next anime that I'm excited about. But I remember Tokyo Revengers is a delinquent anime, but it also incorporates time travel. And I was like, heck yeah, I'm going to watch it because time travel, why not?
Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about right now, though. I'm talking about a different delinquent anime that I'm also excited about. And I think you're excited about it too, Aziz.
Yes,
Windbreaker.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, I saw the manga in, like, Kinokuniya, I think it was, together with Aziz. It's like a manga store, essentially, like a bunch of anime and stuff. And I saw it, like, in their, like, little table at the front. I'm like, this looks really cool. And it's just a bunch of guys, a bunch of delinquents, essentially, at school, being like little brainless dudes. Like, they're not caring about school or academics. They just want to show like off like who's the strongest, essentially, and yeah, just fight their way to the top. That's all I got from it, but it looked cool to me, and I was like, I'm down for it. And it just reminds me of like Tokyo Revengers low-key because of it, and I love Tokyo Revengers.
Well, sorry, you cut me off because there was one other anime I was going to talk
about. What? Oh my God, I'm sorry. I got so excited about time travel. You know how much time travel? You can't just bring that up and not make me like go off.
I should have used that as the last one. There was one other anime. So I'm more hyped for Windbreaker than I am for this anime. So now everybody's going to be so confused listening to this. They're going to be like, what? You guys are all over the place.
There's so much going on this new season, guys. I'm sorry. I can't contain myself.
The last thing I was going to... say I was intrigued to watch of like this lower tier, if you will, was The Fable. I don't know if you read the synopsis for this
one. The Fable? No, I have not heard of this one.
So it's like a comedy anime, and it's basically about the main character is a hitman.
Oh.
In the underworld. And his boss is like, yo, you need to go do some self-growth. So you need to take a year off. And we're going to give you like a fake identity with the driver. And she's going to be like your sister. You're going to be her brother. It's your fake identity. We're going to take you out somewhere else. And y'all need to just live and chill. And you cannot kill anybody. So the whole story is about this year sabbatical that the main character is about to take with this driver that's driving him to like his new location as brother and sister and getting into a bunch of shenanigans, but he can't resolve it by killing them. So it's supposed to be like a more mature comedy, like a silly, it's probably still going to be pretty silly, but I'm kind of looking forward to it because I love my comedies at the end of the day.
Okay. I'm excited about that. You have to tell me if it rings true with how much hype that you have right now as you watch the first episode, because maybe I'll get onto that too.
I will let you know. All right. That's basically all the ones that I plan on watching that you probably don't, other than Windbreaker. So I think you had a couple that you plan on watching that I wasn't thinking of. Did you want to bring those up?
For sure. But I just want to say I'm already sold on Unnamed Memory because I was so excited I got.
I told you.
And honestly, Bartender, because now this coffee is not satiating me enough, honestly.
Okay. I guess that's one reason. You can't drink the drinks that he's making in the anime, right? He's not making them for you.
Yeah, but I can get like a rum and coke minus the rum.
So just a coke.
Yeah. I don't see the problem. It's just gonna be really overpriced.
Go for it.
I'll get like a little lime in it and it'll be like really yummy.
There you go. It's the vibes, right?
Yeah.
We make so many different types of mocktails. You're gonna go with that? You're going to go with Coke with a little lime wedge on it?
It's a classic. It's a classic. Guys, don't you all love a classic? Hear me out here. It's that or juice. I don't know. Anyways, guys. So, as Aziz was saying, he was mentioning a bunch of animes that he's really into that I might not be eyeing as much. But definitely, like I said, Unnamed Memory. I would definitely watch Bartender. But something that maybe, I don't know if you, Aziz, have seen it, like on the lineup for 2024, but it's this wholesome anime called Grandpa and Grandma Turn Young Again. Guess what it's about?
Do you think the title says it all?
No. Yeah, it does.
No, actually.
So Grandpa and Grandma die in this fiery accident.
and their grandchild ends up going and defeating the demon lord.
Exactly. Oh, I think I just pulled the whole series, guys. No, I'm kidding. So essentially just to summarize exactly what it's about. There's a grandpa and a grandma. They love each other very much. They're in an old age, like they're in the 70s, 80s, whatnot. They're on a little farm and it's cute. They see this golden apple in a tree and they're like, that looks yummy. They eat it. Then they turn young again and they're still wholesome and cute and they love each other, but they're young and they just relive their youthfulness as youngsters. These have gray hair for some reason, but they're still youthful. They don't have wrinkles anymore and they're spry and they just do cute things again, but with all the experiences they had back when you were youthful. And it's wholesome. I need fluff. With all this crazy stuff that's happening this season of Eve, I need some fluff.
I was going to say, this is the first time that eating an apple off a tree, from a random tree that you probably shouldn't have eaten from, actually worked out.
I did not see any snakes in the trailer. That's all I got to say.
Never know.
You never know. Yeah, that's literally the only other one I have.
Okay. Yeah. Then, you know what? There's one anime I think that stands clear above everything else that you and I are both looking forward to that we want to watch together.
Yeah, I am.
And it is... That's a drum roll? What kind of drum is that?
Like a news flash. Breaking news!
I was like, what is this? What is this, CTV? Like...
Okay, guys, we don't have money into this podcast yet, so we have to make our own sound effects. I'm sorry.
Oh my god. I was asking for a drum roll. Just do that.
And you know I can't roll my R, so call me. I have a lisp, and I can't roll my R. Okay, how dare you? All my vulnerabilities out for everyone to witness.
Okay, Shara, could you give me a cheap, shitty version of the CTV breaking news noise?
Be more mean to me.
Look that you still did it. All right.
Sorry, continue.
All right. Okay, that being said, the number one anime of the spring 2024 season that is not a sequel or a new season of an ongoing anime that we are looking forward to, all those caveats aside, is Kaiju number 8.
Let's go. I'm hype.
Yeah, me too. Shara knows this. Obviously, you guys wouldn't. But Kaiju number 8 is a manga that I've been looking forward to reading for a very long time. Like 2 years Same. Ago. Years ago, I had like seen it and was like, oh, I should check this out. It's like gaining a lot of hype. And it looks like my cup of tea. Short summary of it. Shara, like, let me know if I'm forgetting anything. It's a world where these monsters called Kaiju are coming out and terrorizing everything. Like, think like big Godzillas coming out everywhere. And they're destroying the world. And there are people that, I guess, well, there's two types of people. There are people that go and kill the monsters. And there are people that go and clean up after the like the deaths of the monsters. And so our main character is of the latter. He's the type of guy that his job is to clean everything. But he wants to be, in the former, he wants to be a hunter. He wants to be somebody that actually goes and kills the kaiju. But he just doesn't have the abilities for it. But then one day, something happens. And the next thing he knows, he is able to turn into a kaiju himself. And so now we get some kaiju on kaiju violence. And he's able to actually go and end up being a hunter and killing the other kaiju and saving humanity and letting go of his life as a boring old cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's really cool about this anime too is that because he's on that lower tier of like the group that are sweepers, essentially, like Aziz was saying, like he always dreamed to be one of the guys that like defended the world, defended all of humanity. And then because he dreams so much and he worked so hard towards it, and he just, you know, he couldn't make it. Obviously, he feels defeated. So you got that defeated character. How's he going to grow from this and stuff? And a lot of mishaps happen, I guess. We don't know. We haven't watched it yet. But this, like, parasitic, like, I don't know, kaiju, like, comes in. He comes a hybrid. I think, like, that's the biggest thing. It's like, oh, he's a hybrid now? Like, it's kind of giving me Chainsaw Man vibes. It's like, okay. So he's still human. But still has, like, some, like, monster in him. How's he going to, like, fight with himself and stuff? It's going to be very interesting. Obviously, very dark and twisty, like the other dark trios that we've seen in the past in the modern anime era, like Chainsaw Man, like I just said, Jujutsu Kaisen. So, look, this is another one that might be the big boy in the block. Not going to lie.
It does look like another darker type of anime. And that's something that I'm always down for. And the fact that, like, it kind of reminds me of Chainsaw Man. It reminds me of Parasite. It reminds me of, actually, if I said it, it would be a spoiler. But
don't do it.
It reminds me of a lot of my favorite types of anime, kind of all coming in together. The art style is kind of simple but unique. And the animation looks amazing. So I'm really hyped up for this. I know the manga is like a top tier of the newer manga. Really hoping that the animation does it justice. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, like I've been scanning the manga like Aziz has. And like I'm a sucker for some good artwork. Like cinematography aside, if the manga is like really like well drawn, you can see there's like love in every single page. There's so much ink because they spend so much time on every single page, every single detail. That's what kaiju is in the manga. So I'm really excited to see how they adapt into the anime, because with all of these anime studios coming out and them just killing it majority of the time, oh my gosh, I can only imagine what Kaiju's going to be up to.
Do you remember which production studio is doing this one?
No, actually. Let me look it up right now. It is Production IG. You know what that is?
Yeah. Production IG is pretty cool.
Oh, they do Attack on Titan. What am I talking about? Yeah.
Exactly. I was going to say.
Oh my god, Haikyuu. Psychopaths. Oh, goodies.
All right. Is there any other anime that we're missing, Char? Like, is there something else that, like, because that's all the ones I'm looking for. Is there something that you're thinking of?
I mean, that's a lot of anime that we're both going to be looking forward to for sure, honestly. And also, you guys, tell us if we're missing anything. I'm hyped to find out if there's something that has not reached my eyes on my anime list, because I need to watch more anime. I have a problem.
Oh, me too. So let's do a quick summary, like a quick recap, because we're getting close to like an hour in here. Let's do a quick recap of what anime that we just mentioned that we're looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So for the sequel slash new seasons, the ones that we are looking forward to the most that Shara and I are watching together are Mushoku Tensei Season 2 and Demon Slayer Season 4. Shara, you are looking forward to...
I'm looking forward to Black Butler, public school arc, hype hype.
Season 3, right?
It's like season 4 or something. There's like so many different side stories. All right. I'm hype, okay.
Yes. All right, and then I'm also watching Konosuba Season 3. I'm watching Tensura Season 3. And I'm also watching My Hero Academia Season 7. So you'll probably hear a little bit about this in the upcoming episodes when these shows start coming out. But that's what we're looking forward to from the sequels and, you know, new seasons of ongoing anime. For the anime that's coming out brand new in spring 2024, Shara, what are we looking forward to?
Well, I know for sure that you're definitely looking forward to Bartender.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. And then also Unnamed Memory.
Yep.
Bokyaku Battery, am I correct?
Bokyaku Battery, yep.
Yes. The Fable.
Yep.
Grandpa and Grandma Turn Young Again.
I'm not gonna lie, that sounds so cute. I might just watch it with you.
It's so wholesome. What's not wholesome is the next one, Windbreaker.
Yeah, that's not wholesome at all.
You know, it's called duality. That's all that matters. And then ultimately, we're really excited about Kaiju Number 8. Let's go.
Yep, super hyped for this one. But yeah, that being said, we've already said it a couple times. We're going to say it again. If there's something that we missed, you guys think that we would like, or you think other people would like, let us know. We got Instagram at Level Up Anime Pod. Shara does wonderful work with the social media. She's going to make some awesome posts with some awesome graphic design.
Thanks.
So take a look if you haven't already, and just comment on the episode post, or comment on one of the reels that we make, and tell us what you guys are looking forward to, or if there's anything that we missed. So with that being said, Shara, any final thoughts?
Oh my gosh, I am going to be like a person with no social life essentially this next season.
So like every season, like honestly. Every season. Yep.
Like every season, I just walked into that one.
Yep.
It's okay. We can talk about anime together. That's fine. I have other friends. No, I don't.
I was gonna say we already do all of this.
I mean, if you listen to the pilot, people already know me.
That is true. If you haven't yet, go listen to our earlier episodes.
Oh, shameless plug. Let's go. Yeah. Sponsored by Level Up Anime Podcast.
Sponsoring ourselves. Let's go.
Exactly. All right. With that being said, guys, looking forward to next season. Looking forward to next episode with all of you.
Me too. All right. Without further ado, my name's Aziz.
My name's Shara.
This was Level Up Anime. Peace.
Bye-bye.